Welcome to the How I Scaled Service podcast. I'm Caitlin Stremple, founder and CEO of Rising Ranks Digital. We help service-based businesses get to the top of their industry by getting found online. We believe that you have a message that someone needs to hear, and that message can impact the world. Are you interested in becoming our next podcast guest? Stick around to the end and we'll tell you how you can do just that. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to How I Scale Service podcast. I am your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, and today we will be chatting with Howard Walpoff. Welcome, Howard.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here.
So let's start off by telling the listeners who you are, the name of your business, and where you're located.
Sure. I am a profit acceleration coach. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. I work with small business owners who really been having challenges working too long and too hard and not seeing all the efforts of their business and their results.
Beautiful. So how did you get involved in this sort of business, and what was your background story?
Well, I've been working with small business owners for a long time. I started off in sports and helping to create different opportunities for them to get their messaging out there. I worked for many years helping to launch a minor league baseball team in Brooklyn, New York, and coming up with fun promotions and activity for getting them to be noticed. Eventually I moved into national radio and then local radio. So I was writing copy for large scale companies like Office Depot and Lowe's. But also when I moved here from New York to Jacksonville, Florida, I became the head of sales and marketing for the local sports radio station here. And there I really had a relationship with these small businesses, writing commercials, voicing over commercials, and being a part of their campaigns and working with them on really measuring and creating that ROI that they were looking for. Fast forwarding, I worked for two different marketing advertising agencies with different size businesses. And I realized that with the last one, that there were businesses that were coming in through our prospecting process, but they couldn't afford to work with an agency. And so I saw that there was a real need for these businesses to find the right help to grow. And I moved on to work with them individually.
That is really, really cool and interesting. I could definitely tell you had that zigzag career path. So not that traditional linear line that everyone thinks, oh yeah, my career is just going to go from here to here to here. Like, no, sometimes you have to go through the ups and downs, the roundabouts, the U-turns, and et cetera, to really find out what your purpose and mission is. So let's jump into you, Howard. What is your mission behind your brand?
There's a couple of things with that, and I really appreciate that type of a question, because people, when they jump into something, there really needs to be a process and purpose for doing it. And so primarily right now, my purpose is to help these small business owners. I learned a lot over the last year plus. I asked a lot of questions. People came to me for answers. And most small business owners really didn't have the training that they needed before they started their business. They went to college, and most colleges do not have a program to teach you how to be a small business owner. You're taught to be an employee. So when you come out and you have this entrepreneurial spirit and want to be a business owner, you have to figure out, how am I going to learn how to do this before I jump in? And people cut corners in the process. So I'm actually writing a book called Small Business Owner 101 that is somewhat of a, I don't want it to feel like a textbook, but kind of as a guidebook for those, what the steps you need to do to start a business. And I kind of get right up to that launch. But also in general with these business owners, I want them to feel success. I want them to see and reap the benefits of all their work and effort and develop that retirement plan that they wanted. I like to close in my elevator pitch. I don't just want to be someone's marketing strategist. I want to be their retirement strategist, and having the right implementations in your business so that revenues are growing, and whether you're just earning enough that becomes your retirement, or you sell off the business and that becomes your retirement. This is all part of that process.
I love that because people always say, if you love what you're doing, you'll never work a day in your life. And you also have to be mindful too, for you listeners out there, is sometimes when you start, you have to start ugly in order to appreciate the masterpiece at the end. So what were your start ugly moments, Howard? Like, what are some of the failures that helped you pivot, help you learn, and help you say, you know what, although I had slips, trips, and falls back then, it allowed me to catapult to where I am now?
One thing that jumps out, and this really, it really was a learning lesson for me, but it wasn't with me, with my personal business per se. I had an opportunity to travel for work and help build a business in Houston, which was a Yellow Pages business. And the goal of the business was to really morph it into a digital marketing agency. So I was recruited to come lead this business while also running. We still had Yellow Page books that we're still trying to get out and teach a staff of how to market this out to a really nice list of called warm leads. They were getting ads, but they weren't buying websites and developing digital strategy. Again, I said this, I was traveling from Jacksonville to Houston. A number of years back, there was Hurricane Harvey, which devastated Houston and flooded out Houston. 40 inches of rain in a lot of these submarkets in the, I guess, the southern part of the Houston metro. And our clients couldn't pay their bills. They had to rebuild their homes. They had to rebuild their businesses. I know in particular, those that had damage to their home, their office, their truck for work, and their personal car. That led to the end of the business, unfortunately. So it would have been a great opportunity, and my year two would have been outstanding. It just devastated everything. And I stopped traveling. I was still in Jacksonville. So I learned from that. There always, you need to have a plan B no matter what, especially when something comes that you never would have expected. It was a painful lesson. There was a lot of change that I had to go through and relationships that I felt for, because I didn't know where some of my staff was for 3 days while they were going through that. So that was a really challenging lesson in many ways. And in starting up my own business, my Profit Master Business Solutions, it was just humbling. It's just you realize at that point you are by yourself and you have to make it work. It's not anyone else unless you happen to bring other people along or hire people. And even that's the case, it's still you. You're the boss. And you need to make sure that all the pieces are working properly and your message is getting out there and not dropping balls along the way. So while the goal is not to feel like you're not working a day in your life, in your business, those first days, you feel like you're working three jobs at the same time. So it brings some gray hairs and some exhaustion, but it really is a testament to your inner strength and what you can accomplish.
I love that. And I loved how you talked about something such as being unexpected, because no one really imagined the impact that Hurricane Harvey was going to have in Houston. And Houston is my home city. So that's where I'm currently based right now. And it did like really rock a lot of businesses. And at the time, when I tell you, like, people just could not make their deliveries, we just couldn't get trucks in, because I worked for a Fortune 500 company and at their chemical plant, and I was a raw material coordinator for polypropylene. So that was a very pressing time for supply chain and logistics. So when you talked about that and just how you had to pivot and how you had to do things differently, it really shows like that inner strength as well as the outer strength. So like, kudos to you. And I always salute my hats off to anyone who was prime in Hurricane Harvey, because it was challenging.
It's a testament to, it's not just the business owners, it's the city planners that need to plan ahead. And that was an indication that they did not plan ahead whatsoever for the type of drainage you need that other cities have. And it's a concrete jungle. Everything's built on top of everything in Houston. That was the problem.
Yes. So now that we know what some of your failures were and some of your setbacks were, let's talk about, you know, you now being at the mountaintop, like your successes, because I always like to go back to the failures first, then bring it home to the successes, because sometimes people see business owners doing their thing high on the pedestal, but they forget that, you know, in the beginning, there were some struggles, there were those ugly moments, and it's not always going to be glamorous. So now that you shared the ugly stuff, like share the beautiful stuff.
That's funny, because when I start with the clients, we start with a onboarding session, and I call it the good, the bad, and the ugly, because you got to know all of it to really understand what a business is. And the successes have been rewarding. Seeing the type of growth in your clients so that they're feeling success. And I've had a very varied group of clients along the way. Looking at a restaurant that I kind of veered from what I usually do, but really assisted them with their social media and how much they've grown from their reopening because of a lot of the messaging that was done and using that to highlight how comfortable a place the restaurant is with all the changes, all the masking, with all the separation, and that you can still go out and enjoy yourself. I have one of my favorite clients is a matchmaker, and she's down in Florida, and she really is. It's not a dead art. There are people who really do need help and guidance with many aspects of dating and finding the right person and being in the right mindset. And the growth that she had from start, where she was doing very nicely, but we really changed up a few things, and she really found her voice in different places, like Clubhouse, and doing certain types of Facebook Live opportunities. It really is great to see how that has grown. For me, it's like I enjoy people coming to me more as a resource. And whether it's just a simple question or being a guest on a podcast, I've always enjoyed that. I've always had some level of media within the things I've done. I used to work in sports for quite a while, and whether it was doing a lot of different video for the scoreboard and getting people's reactions from that. With a minor league baseball team and working in radio and the reactions people got from different commercial campaigns. And then with my last agency I was a host for an online TV portal that we had, and just getting that, seeing those segments still come up on people's social media is always enjoyable. And the people reaching out because they saw me on this. It makes the world a whole lot smaller.
Mm-hmm. That's great, because it's so funny, like some of the things that you did back then are still showing up today, and people are like, hey, I saw you on this, and you're like, yeah, that was me. Now I'm doing this. So it's so cool how you could have that correlation and kind of tie everything together. So I always tell people sometimes setbacks are your greatest comebacks. Now, Howard, I want you to tell the listeners, what was your specific turning point in your business, whether it was a marketing tactic, some connections that you made, business decisions that took you from six figures to multiple six figures and higher?
I think it was more of a, I'm calling it an epiphany. Okay, so basically I work with small business owners, and I work with them over the course of a year to really develop their business. And there are some people, as I'm prospecting them, that unfortunately can't afford the coaching when they do still need the help. So I do have a course that I provide that can teach them one-on-one what they need over the course of time, but it's not one-on-one coaching with me directly. I realized that that's a bigger resource than I had even imagined, because again, I mentioned earlier that a lot of people come out of school not knowing how to be a business owner. And that's happening even more now with kids coming out of college. You have kids who may have dropped out and because they just learning to be an employee wasn't for them, graduated and are, I joke, sitting now living in the parents' basement because they don't know how to launch and really aren't taking to employment, and taking that course and pitching it towards both the students themselves and their parents who have invested all this time, effort, and money into college, and just a little bit more can get their students what they needed to get themselves out and about in the business world. That really has changed a lot of the dynamic of what I do and how I do it, and the, I guess, the positive feelings of getting more people, getting their businesses on the right track, whether it's, and some of it is getting them on the track. And that's really, it's rewarding. I want to be a conduit to see people succeed.
That's beautiful, because whenever you are so passionate about your client, seeing them succeed, you could definitely see how the rapport is really centered around relationship building and making sure you're pouring into them and they're following your guidance and et cetera. And you're doing it as a partnership.
Everything still comes down to, and I'd love to know who really came up with this phrase, know, like, and trust. Whether it's whether you're prospecting someone and they want to get to know you, like you, and trust you before they sign a contract, that relationship still continuing after you've contracted and now you're working with them. Even internally, you want to work with people who you know, like, and trust. That's what happens when you can't trust an employee. Things start to break down. You know, like an employee, things start to break down. So it's such an important factor. And they don't teach that in college either, because you have a lot of people who come out with different, it's called internal personality focus. If I'm going on a nicer way, and they're not concerned as much as how that affects other people. And they don't see how, in turn, how that affects them in that working environment.
That's a great point. So now, as we begin to wind down, I want you to tell some of the listeners some tips that makes you an incredible entrepreneur and that will help them along in their journey.
I think you have to tap into your creativity. Social media can be a very positive thing. It could be a very daunting thing. It could be a very time-consuming thing. But if you are creative with it, you can really take advantage of it. I've seen clients who really can speak to people, and you get onto Facebook Live and take advantage of that and tell your story. You can do so much with video that is much more valuable than the written word. But let's not take the written word out, because if you can craft the right type of statement on a daily basis and get people to want to keep reading your story, they're going to, again, that's now they got the no part down, and now they have the interest in it, and they like you enough to keep focusing on it. Now that kind of hopefully opens up the door to conversation to get that trust factor in and then start working together.
Beautiful. And I want you to tell us one more time the name of your business, where you're located, how they could connect with you on social media, and your email address if they want to personally reach out to you.
Absolutely. Again, my business is Profit Master Business Solutions. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, but I work all over the country. That's ProfitMasterBusinessSolutions.com. I'm available on LinkedIn at Howard Wolpoff, W-O-L-P-O-F-F. Twitter, H Wolpoff. I'm quite active on Twitter. Those are probably the two best places to find me on social media. And if you want to reach out to me for questions, whether it's about general questions about business, about one-on-one coaching, or if you have someone who needs to launch and needs to really learn how to become an entrepreneur and business owner, I'd love to share my course with them. Howard at ProfitMasterBusinessSolutions.com.
There you have it, How I Scale Service Podcast. I am your host, Genesis Amaris-Kemp, and you just heard Howard Walpuff. Until we chat next time, please stand by, Howard.
Caitlin here. Thank you so much for listening to the How I Scaled Service Podcast. If you're a business owner who has successfully scaled their business to multiple six figures or more, and you would like to be on this program, visit risingranksdigital.com/apply. And if you got something out of this interview, I would love for you to share it with your network. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your social channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, make sure to tag them to let them know about the show and include the hashtag #HowIScaledService. I love seeing your posts and your guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and truly mean a lot to my team and me. Want to stay in our world? Go to our website, risingranksdigital.com, or follow me on LinkedIn at Caitlin Strumpel, Facebook at Rising Ranks Digital, and Instagram at Caitlin Strumpel. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.